Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk, After Talk. And today we have Naija J, and she's on her way. But before she gets here, my partner, Anoshi Haygood, is here too. And she's going to read the synopsis for Naija's new book. Okay. Anoshi, you can go ahead. And by that time, she should be here.
Okay, awesome. Naija J is the author of There She Goes, Love Fulfilled. That's the second book to her series. The first book was called There He Goes. She's a Bronx, New York native. She's 31 years old, and she writes urban drama, and she's a mother of four. She says that her second passion to reading is writing. There He Goes was her debut novel. There She Goes, Love Fulfilled is a follow-up to that novel. She began writing in high school and hasn't stopped yet. Her goal this year is to drop a minimum of two books to one day become a household name. She's on her way to doing that. She's a very, very wonderful author. I love her work. The synopsis to There She Goes says, what happens when you get to the one you wanted the most, only to realize later that it was not what you wanted at all? Newly married Skylar Harris was walking on cloud nine after her recent marriage to Brian Blaze Harris. Skylar assumed the problems of the past were over. She was wrong. Old lovers and lies came back to shake up her world. Losing a spouse can be hard on anyone, just as Kane. Kane's life begins to spiral out of control when he starts to use drugs and alcohol to deal with his pain. A brief eye-opening moment in Kane's basement sets off a chain event that no one sees coming. A new love might just be what he needs to get his life on track, or could it lead to his destruction? That is the synopsis for There She Goes.
Okay, and Naija has joined us. Welcome to the show, Naija.
Thank you. How is everybody?
Fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, we got started with reading your synopsis, and yeah, I guess you can tell us, how did you come up to part book two of your series? What compelled you to write this book?
Well, part two was pretty much just giving you more background information on a couple of characters' relationships with each other. And then I wanted to update you on what happened after the last book was over. That's pretty much what it deals with, just, you know, just pretty much wrapping the first book up.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write the second book?
Actually, it took me longer than the first one. It took me about 3 months. I was busy learning, trying to do it better than I did it the first time. So I really took my time with this one.
Okay. Now, who's your favorite character in your book?
I kind of like them all. They all have a special place in my heart. Each of them represents somebody that I know in real life.
Okay. And I know, when you write, do you have a quiet room you go in to write, or do you write at the library, or where do you sit down and start compiling all the notes and stuff, you know, the plot, the characters and everything to get your book together?
I'm mostly on my couch in the living room. That's pretty much my favorite spot, by the window. Look out and just think.
Okay. And you do that, you know, after your house, everybody's gone to bed. Is that when you write, or just whenever it hits?
Yeah, pretty much whenever it hits. I know we discussed it last time, with the kids, I pretty much have to do it whenever I can.
Yeah, that's true.
I try to do most of it at night when they're asleep.
I know. With kids, you can't plan nothing. So that's just the way it is. So
yes, even doing this.
It's true. Now you got book two out. Now, is this going to be a third book you're going to follow with this one?
No, I'm starting a new series that I'm working on.
Okay.
I wanted to put that to bed and then try something new.
Okay. Are you going to a different genre with your next book?
No, same genre, just different characters, different story.
Okay.
I was thinking about starting a paranormal romance at some point. Not exactly sure when that's going to be.
sounds like a notion, because that's what she does, paranormal romance.
I know, we were talking about it. I read those.
You got any questions?
Yeah, you know what? I actually read both books, Naija, and they
mm-hmm.
were awesome. I love Skylar. Like, if anybody has read it, Skylar really got her backbone in the second book.
Yeah.
Like, I think she just, like, almost, like, just snapped, you know? And she became,
she was fed up.
That good girl, huh?
She was fed up. By the second book, she was done.
Yes, exactly. And I liked it. I liked the way that it flowed. I mean, like, in this series, it was like you picked up so well. I could have seen it in a TV, like on a movie. That's like,
now you're making me blush. Thank you.
No, but you picked up so well, like, after the first book, you know, I kept asking you, when is I need the second book, like, right now, you know, because it was so well written.
Thank you. I tried.
You did good. I know you said that they're, like, really close to your heart. Do you see yourself as Skylar in any way?
Yeah. Yeah, not 100%, but some of her is me.
Okay. Tell me about that. I want to know how you relate to her as far as what your weaknesses are and your strengths when we look at her.
Well, I think, I wouldn't say necessarily it's a weakness, but when she loved hard, and I think I'm that way. When she falls in love with somebody, it's nothing you can tell her until she sees it herself. Then it's like, okay, wait, now I have to do what I have to do. And I think I'm pretty much that way too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a weakness. Love can be a weakness, I guess, for me, because, me and you have talked before. Like, when we love hard. You know, and I saw that in the book. Like, I just, even with her female friends, like, she was just that ride or die. And, you know, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, it can be good. It's just, you know, when it's done to the bad, to a wrong person, then, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing. But loving in general, loving hard is not a problem.
Now, you know, I really, really want you to read just a section of your book, you know, so that the readers can kind of hear what they're going to get when they get this book.
Okay. One second.
Okay.
All right, we can wait. The readers always like it better when the authors read from their book.
I agree.
While she's looking for that, she can be found on Amazon.com under Naija J. I would tell anyone that wants a good urban drama book to go purchase this book, both of them, There He Goes and There She Goes as well. It would really, really be worth your time. And now, Asia, tell us while you're looking for that, tell us who your publisher is.
Rashima, and we're with Rashima Ward, and we're with Majestic Throne Publications.
So we wanted to give a shout-out to her.
Thank you.
For having such a wonderful authoress on her team.
I believe she's going to call in.
Okay.
I'm here.
Hello.
Oh, she's here.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Ra.
While she's looking for something to read, tell us a little bit about By Not Asia. You know, because I know she's under you, and so you know what? It has to be a bond. And we just want to kind of hear what you have to say while she's looking for herself.
Y'all put me right on the spot. I wasn't expecting this.
Yes, we did.
That's me, too, looking for this book now. I'm like, oh, somebody should have emailed me earlier.
Huh?
Hello? Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, we will start our special session. We're going to interview the publishing company. We'll come in, come join us next Thursday and meet the two publishers that we will have. Okay?
Okay. I know next Thursday I can't do it because I'm going to be down south. I'm going to be on the road.
Are you taking me with you?
You can come. You can drive. I need somebody to help me drive.
I can't drive, but I can watch the road with you.
Stop, girl. I'm at work, y'all. So y'all got mommy. I got my baby at work with me.
That's fine.
I'm trying to pull this book up, and it is not loading. I guess that's what happens when you live.
I know I'm interrupting y'all. Show my baby in the background.
You know what? I didn't hear it either,
but I'm just trying to keep.
I know y'all told me to say something about Niaja. I love Niaja. Since Maya introduced me, Yandy B introduced me to Niaja, and we just clicked, and we've been tight ever since. My culture company, we're more like family. So we stick together.
Definitely.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Stop, girl.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't want to load for me.
Say again?
Yes, who's the doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're also, while we're doing the authors, we're going to end up doing, we're actually looking for readers, too, to come on our show and tell us what they like about their books. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yes, yeah, so please inbox us or go on our page and let us know that you're interested because we kind of want to hear from the readers.
We hear from the authors. We don't hear enough from the actual readers. So.
No, we don't.
It would be nice. I mean, the authors need to know, too, you know, what you do like and what you don't like about, you know, the writing. So the only way we're going to know is if you tell us. So we're looking forward to that. And we're also going to interview editors and what else we got going? I know we got the publishers, the editors.
We're going to be doing recording artists as well because it's not just about authors. We want to do some recording artists and things like that as well.
Yeah, and poets.
And poets.
Get ready because we're going to open up for you guys, too. So just start sending one. If you're interested, send us an email at authortalk314@gmail.com, and we will review you for being on the show. And please support all the authors that come on the show, buy their book, and show the love. Is Washima here today? Is Washima here?
This is Naija.
Oh, I know it's you, but I didn't know Rashima showed up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Everything was just hanging out.
Yeah, I thought mine had clicked out too.
And I'm speaking to somebody else, and they're trying to call in, and they can't get through either, so I don't know.
I know it erased the show earlier, so it could be Blog Talk messing up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it erased my whole show. It was all set up. I had to get in here. Thank goodness I come an hour before showtime. I had to redo it. Blog Talk is horrible sometimes.
That sucks, especially if you're trying to do something live. It won't let me load the book.
Okay, can I read a part?
You, please.
This is chapter 10. This is a part that I really, really love, but it says, one of the things I love most about Indy was how often she wanted to make love, almost as much as I did. We would make love at minimum of 2 times a day, every day. She would always tease me about how much I loved to stay in her honey walls. She used to say that I was a sex addict, which I would laugh off. When Sky walked in on me, I was sitting on the couch trying to find something, anything that would make me blow a load of cum, but the girl on the screen wasn't doing it for me. I tried closing my eyes and imagining the beautiful girl on my TV screen was really there with me sucking my balls, but I just couldn't get myself to come. That is until my eyes landed on Skylar. Damn, the way Skylar looked standing there with her lips parted in the O formation and her busty chest heaving up and down did something unexpected to me. I have always found Skylar to be attractive, but Blaze was the first one to spot her the night she first walked into the club with her homegirl, so he called her Bill. Tell me about that. I mean, like I said, I'm ready, but tell me what was happening in that part of the book when Kane was, you know, talking about this.
Well, at that part of the book, I believe he was in his basement, and he had spent the day watching porn, and really since the death of his wife, he hasn't had any type of sex. He didn't know whether it was too soon or not, so he was pretty much trying to hold off by watching porn. But after doing it for so long, it just wasn't doing anything for him. But at that point in the book, Skylar had came into the room, and it just kind of clicked for him. That's what had did it for him. And if you read on, you'll know what happened after that.
It was really descriptive the way that you were like, I was giggling. I felt like I was like a little girl that wasn't allowed to, like, you know, when you were little, you weren't allowed to watch certain movies, so you would sneak when your parents wasn't looking. So I was giggling all throughout this book because your descriptions, it was really good. Like you took your mind to what you were writing.
Right. That's what I tried to do.
And you did an excellent job at it. And so I was imagining the look on Skylar's face, you know, when she walked in,
right,
this person that's her best friend.
Right. And then it was like from there, it kind of just rolled from there. Their relationship just got deeper.
Exactly. Let me ask you, do you have a Kane in your life? When you wrote this, was you thinking about a Kane that you had in your life?
No. No.
Okay. The reason why I asked, because like I said, it was very descriptive.
I know. No, I guess just because as I'm writing, I see it playing out in my head as a movie, and I try to put that, what I see in my head, onto paper, that made that a little more believable.
Yeah. Now, do you have a Blaze in your life?
Yes. Well, I did.
Okay.
He's not in my life now, but there is a real Blaze.
Okay. Let me ask you, because, you know, in the book it talks about Kane's wife dying, and we know, you know, Kim Skylar and the young lady was very, very good friends. Did anything like that ever happen in your life where you experienced that?
No, that was just something I threw in there to add to the
to the book.
Okay.
Because when I was writing There He Goes, honestly, when I first wrote it, it was just going to be a standalone book. But then, mm-hmm. you know, I got some feedback and people that read it and they gave me their opinions and things. You know, they were like, you know, you should write a part two and then include this or include this person. And after, like, the fourth person, I was like, okay, you know what, I'm going to start it. And I took people's suggestions.
Okay. Well, it was, you know what, I'm glad there was a number two because it is awesome. Now, let me ask you something. We don't really ask authors a lot of times, but tell me or tell the audience, why should they purchase your book? What makes your book worth reading?
I think you should purchase my book because it's believable. I mean, not everybody goes through what Skylar has went through, but there are people out there. There are Skylars. And if you are one of them, you can relate to this book. And if you're not, you can just see into somebody else's world, somebody else's relationship and how other people deal with things, whether you agree with it or not.
You know, a lot of times I hear a lot of people say that a lot of urban fiction is so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you when you say that your book is believable, but I really want to know what makes yours stand out. I mean, really, really stand out from all of the other urban that's mm-hmm. out there.
I'm sorry, my dog. Can you please repeat the question?
I said, I hear, you know, a lot of people are hearing saying that the urban fiction is, a lot of it is running together. It's starting to sound alike. And, you know, I hear that you said that yours is very believable. And I mm-hmm. agree. But what is that one component that you have that makes your book different than all of the other urban drama books out there?
Off the top of my head, I think it would be the characters. I mean, everybody goes through bad relationships, and most people have those friends on the sideline that I hope you through, which I think also makes it believable. And then some people have those bad relationships. In my opinion, especially when I read books, the more relatable to me it is, the better it is, the more I like the book. So I try not to do anything that, you know, you read it and you're like, oh, my God, that'll never happen. And in some books, I've read certain things where I'm like, I wish that would happen, but it will never happen in real life. I think I've put a lot of things that can mesh it together so you make it real.
That's good. Thank you. Again, like I said, please go out, check out Niasia on Amazon. When can we expect your next book? How long out are we looking for your next book?
I'm about 90% finished with the next one. And like I mentioned, it's going to be a series. So I would say no later than September, maybe before.
You know I'm going to be watching the calendar.
I appreciate that.
Girl, I'm going to be like, well, come on now. You know, I'll be ready because I love it. I love the way you write. Like, I'm not really like an urban reader, you know, mm-hmm. like the urban street lit. So I'm learning to read it.
Right.
So when I find that perfect book, I like sit there with it on my chest like, oh, my gosh. You know, like I can hear the birds singing. I just really believe that heaven opens up. And that's how your book was with me.
Aww.
You know, I sat back and I was like, shoot, I want a cane. I'm like, what a lie. Like, I wanted a bad boy after I read your book.
It's funny. I was thinking that, too, once I got to the end. Because, you know, as writers, sometimes you don't even know what's going to happen in a book until you write it down. Then you're like, oh, okay, that's what happens. So once I got to the end, I was like, you know what? I love cane.
Yes. And, you know, I don't want to spoil it, so I'm never going to say what happens on the end, but I just want a cane. If I could have anything, I could just take a cane, and I'd be happy. I think my life would be really, really perfect.
Right?
You know, so.
Right,
you know,
call is on the line. Does anybody want to say anything to Niasia? I guess we got listeners tonight. I always ask, so people want to say I didn't ask.
Hello?
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 That's right.
Hello?
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 Yeah,
yes,
we hear
you. Can you guys hear me? You can hear
yes.
me. Hi, how
yes.
you doing? This is urban novelist Eureka calling in to support
hey,
my girl.
Eureka.
Hi. Hi. I'm doing good. How you doing, Stephanie? Hi, Nashi. How y'all
hey,
feeling?
We're doing good.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm calling in to support Naija. I've watched her grow from her first title and to now, and her writing abilities and enhancing of her craft. I'm very, very proud of her, proud to call her my sister, and the great things that they're doing over there at Majestic Throne Publications. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing what else she has next and, you know, where you go from here. One question I do want to ask you, though, have you ever thought about writing inside of another genre?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I plan on doing it. I'm not exactly sure when. But like I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
Paranormal romance, and I also want to try mm-hmm. contemporary romance. I'm
okay.
not really into,
okay.
like, what's that, like thrillers and things like that. That's not really
mm-hmm.
my thing, but I'm going to stick with what I know.
Okay, okay. And, oh, shout out to your beautiful cover model, Derek. Yes, love working with him.
yeah, shout out to Derek.
Awesome. Yes, Derek. Hi, Derek.
Yes,
no,
he's a good friend.
Well, yeah, and we're gonna see if we can put him on the on the paranormal. Yeah. But
right.
No,
I'm trying to get him on all my covers.
Oh yeah. Yes. Lord. Did you ladies see the guy on our cover?
Mm-hmm. See, I should have had him call in. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
don't be trying to take
Derek
me there.
Call.
Huh?
I said that don't be trying to take me there with that book cover. I'm trying to
Come
you
know what? Next time
I'm gonna
have him call.
He yes, Lord, and he real. So,
mm-hmm.
he
now.
Real. Lord Jesus, yes. But I mean, I had to. You know, I would love to see him on all your covers.
Me too. Stop it. You know that's my friend.
I know. But I enjoy working with him. He's a great specimen to take. So yes, I don't mind putting him on covers. But.
Yeah.
I also, like I said, I really enjoy your craft enhancement and what you're doing, and I'm very proud of you. Keep up the good work. Always here when you need me. And
I love you.
You.
I love you more.
You are so. We are what, Majestic Berry?
Yes, we're so Majestic Berry.
Yes.
Like, they
love
don't even know I'm on everybody team.
Yes, yes, you are.
And thanks, Eureka, for coming. Eureka does all the book covers.
So. And I got his job at it.
Thank you,
did
thank
an awesome
thank
job.
You.
Yes, I bring on the covers all the time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, now we're down to 60 seconds. So what do you want to close out to tell the listeners?
I would just like to thank everybody that has supported me so far and the people that will support me. And anybody can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram at Naija J. And just thank everybody.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show.
And thank you for
yeah.
having me.
We'll have you again very, very soon.
Yeah,
we will
always come.
Thank you. Thank you for the way that you write, the passion that you show. We really thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank everybody for calling in the show support for Naija. And please go get her book from Amazon.com. And everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.